Welcome to Hallel Fellowship, on the internet at hallel.info. God offers to replace our filthy garments, a life lived apart from His instructions, to clean robes, giving us a fresh start with Him. We see how the blood of the Messiah cleanses our conscience from such dead works and leads us out of the kingdom of death into the kingdom of life. Like Israel crossing the Red Sea, we move from slavery to freedom, from death to life, headed toward a restored Eden, where we live with God forever.
A couple of great passages on this theme of unleavened bread and on this great day, the last day of unleavened bread. It's a passage here from Zechariah chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Now Yehoshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. He spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, "Remove the filthy garments from him." Again he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes." Then I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, while the angel of the Lord was standing by. So that's one of the great pictures we get, that there is going to be a new beginning, because this message there in Zechariah was sent to a time period where people were in exile. So for all of us who felt like we were just lost in a different land, completely alienated from the people of God, just completely forlorn and without hope, we've got this great promise that the Lord is going to come through and remove the filthy clothes from us and give us new clothes to wear, that we will have, instead of a representative, one who represents us, who's with filthy clothes on, no, we've got a high priest who has clothes on that aren't soiled at all. Cannot be soiled. A what? A flesh suit? Well, for what kind of clothes we're talking about? Well, we're talking about, for in particular, this one is referring to having the iniquity, removing their iniquity from you, and to clothe you with festal robes. So that iniquity that we carry, in this case, Zechariah was talking to people who were in exile and in Israel out in exile. So when you're thinking about all of the accumulated sort of iniquity that had their forefathers had been sent out from the land, and the Lord had sent in these armies to come in and take them out and to remove them from the land. First up in Assyria came in and took out the northern tribes out, removed them out into the wind. Some of those up in the north came south and blended in with the kingdom of Yehuda and Benjamin and some of the tribes in the south, but a lot of the ones in the north were scattered out into the wind. And the southern tribes then were taken over by Babylon and hauled off into captivity. And to them, this message is coming. Hey, even though for all of the things that your forefathers did that just completely created a stain, the Lord is going to take those clothes off and is going to give new clothes. That iniquity, that rebellion against the creator of heaven and earth would be removed and new clothes would be given. So when you look out further, there's reflections of it in the letter to the Hebrews there in chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. "For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, the blood of the Mashiach, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself through without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" So you see, what are these various offerings? They're the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer, especially the ashes of the heifer. What are those for? To cleanse contact with what? Death. Contact with death. So thus, when you see later on, it says, cleanse your conscience from dead works. Basically, a life that is headed in a different direction from God is contact with death. So thus, you see that heaven is coming to cleanse your conscience from being involved with those dead works, the way of life that's completely removed from the people of God. And thus, you see, when it's talked about in Hebrews 9 and 10, that when you are cleansed from your conscience from these dead works, what then are you able to do? It says, yes, the way through the veil has been made. Yes, the Messiah has made a way through the veil, and you can go in with confidence, not arrogance, but with confidence into the presence of God. And as we're kind of ramping up and looking into the book of Leviticus, you're going to be seeing how this involved that way is, and getting a reminder yet again of how involved it is to move from the kingdom of death into the kingdom of life, and to approach toward the kingdom of life. So thus, you've got this great good news from heaven saying, yes, this is what heaven wants to do, to take off your filthy clothes, to take off and remove this stain from you of being embroiled in the kingdom of death, and day by day move you toward that kingdom of life. Because what we're celebrating here today, the seventh day of unleavened bread connected to the crossing of the sea, we see, like in Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, it says, these are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation, for they've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And like we had mentioned here in just one of our previous meetings here during these days of Passover, we're talking about how strange that is to talk about washing things with blood. But what we see in heaven's point of view is that this blood, and as we see in Leviticus, talks about the life is in the blood, that this life that was poured out is so precious in the sight of heaven that yet it can clean no matter what this stain is. Whatever the stain is from the kingdom of death and our involvement in it, indeed, heaven can remove that. And as we see towards the end of the book, there in Revelation 22, yet again talking about this in verse 14, blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, may enter by the gates into the city. We were talking earlier here in the program about how the age of the Messiah, that messianic era, is going to be just like back at Gan Eden, or the Garden of Eden, yet again, where the dwelling place of God is with mankind. And that what is in Gan Eden, the tree of life is in that garden. And we who are given access to that tree of life will then live forever with the one who created us, and the one who restored us, and the one who redeemed us. Hallelujah indeed. So indeed, those of us who are being washed by the blood of the Lamb, we can truly be coming out with joy as we've come through the sea, been washed, baptized. Yeah, talks about how all Israel was baptized under the cloud and in the sea, going from death to life through the sea and out the other side. So hallelujah indeed.
You've been listening to a discussion at Hallel Fellowship. If you would like to hear more discussions, or if you have any questions, visit the website at hallel.info. That's hallel.info, hallel.info.